turnovers back to back. Overrun with BTG, big homie D Murph, Y9 Sports. And listen, down with the BMs, man. That's what we do, son. No, man, on a serious note, yeah, man. Dribble right into the traffic. Like, dribble right to the traffic. Turnover off his knee. And again, look at the time. Bruh, you gotta let that fly. Or do a Reggie Miller and kick that foot out or jump into him to get him a chance to call the freaking foul. But again, pressure bust pipes, man. You can't teach stuff like that. Shout out to Cole, man, and the greats, man. Everybody ain't meant for the spotlight. Everybody ain't meant to be clutch, bro. Even though Sharp is a sharp shooter, but it's the difference when it's the fourth quarter and at your numbers called, son. I love this shit, man. Love B-ball, man. Red. Shout out to BTG Open Run. I will say this, Open Run BTG suggestion. How do you feel with four, every number one seed going to the Final Four? Did that strengthen the viewership? Or was it kind of like, it's one of those lucky deals? So I just wanted to get your thoughts, man. Something light, something short notice, man. But I live in Houston. I love Houston. I just knew them boys didn't have enough. Even though Florida, like you said, dog, they set the leading score. The Final Four MVP to 0 points in the first half. And Clayton Jr. But at the same time, man, it ain't how you start. It's how you motherfucking finish. Hey, man, love y'all fellas, man. Hey, water is healing.
You got to shoot that. Emmanuel Sharp, he got to shoot that. No matter what, like D. Murph said, at least kick a leg out. You know what I mean? Like, where the basketball IQ? You got to pump fake that one. You pump fake that jab to the side. Let that thing fly. I don't know how he didn't figure a defender was going to be running after him. Unless he thought that play was going to be ran to perfection. Nigga, this is a national championship, bro. These niggas about to do any and every way to try to disrupt that shot. You got to know a body is coming towards you. Pump fake, or like Murph said, lean into the body, see if you can get the foul. Now you got the free throws. Now you got the most important free throws in the national championship. Murph asked a question, do I think the viewership went up? Honestly, I don't know. I just know it didn't feel like it. And shout out to 12 Cal, Dolomite, King Germ, all just misunderstood the point of March Madness. Maybe they new to it, Murph, because they don't understand where the madness comes from. And that's why I feel like having all number ones in the Final Four, I mean, it's dope. It's cute. That means it's the elite of the elites. I think the last time that happened was like, what, 2007 or something like that? I may have the year wrong. Could be 2017 or 7. I don't know. One of those. But everybody knows the madness comes from upset. So when you got that Cinderella, you know what I'm saying? When you got that George Mason, you feel me? When you got teams like that, when you had UCLA a couple years ago, when we were the 11th seed or something like that, we had to do the play-in game. You know what I'm saying? Where we played Michigan State. We lost against, if I'm not mistaken, that year we lost to Gonzaga. That was the when they hit the three. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. That's what it's all about right there. That's what March Madness is all about. But I still think that's dope. All number ones in the building, that's nice. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Florida, because I seen them, they scratch. Hey. They best player was held to a donut in the first half. A donut. Ended up with 11. But, I mean, the talk of the town right now is just Emmanuel Sharp. He didn't get that shot off. That was a nasty look, bro. That was a nasty look. And they had it. H-Town had it. And they blew the lead. Florida came back just like Duke. Just Houston just did it with Duke. When Cooper, hey, man, Manny B, I know you listening. Yo, 12 Cal, Manny B was supposed to be on the podcast because he said if they won, he's going to do a drunk podcast. And boy, the equipment ain't never went down. Ever since he sent me that text message, My shit been hooked up. But, you know, it didn't go the Dookie way. So I didn't get no text. I didn't get, you know, he did hit me back. I want to say, I don't know if it was a text message or if it was on Twitter. You know what I mean? And 12 Cal told me to give you some time because I didn't go check up on you. I knew you was doing bad, especially with Cooper Flagg taking the last shot. Hey, like I told the homies, Cooper Flagg on his way to the league to be the best third option he could be. He's going to be the most elite third option on just about any team. Well, maybe not Washington. Washington can use, they could definitely use a player like Cooper Flagg, but shout out. I mean, he at least he got the shot off, unlike Mr. Sharper over there, you know. And the thing about it, they had a nice little lead. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they did defensively, like the double team they was doing, it's like they switched up their defensive game plan. You know what I'm saying? But Willie Rich, though, he the one that got off. I think he had like 18 or 19. So, you know, he really wanted the saviors as well, getting buckets. Why the main guy is going donut in the first half? Willie Rich was out there getting buckets. Yeah. And I think he had like 8 boards or something. He was hooping. 8 boards, 8 something. But Florida is the champs. Shout out. I don't know if I had them. Well, first of all, I was upset at Duke because I lost money with you niggas. As much as I enjoyed y'all losing, y'all lost me some money. It was a money line. Someone told me to take Houston on the points. But it was a money line. Y'all let us down. And quite frankly, I mean, shout out to y'all because y'all was a laughing stock the past couple of years. Nasty. Speaking of, wasn't Duke a part of that? I just finished talking about it not too long ago in another episode. When, you know, they was upset not too long ago by a school that y'all ain't ever heard of. That's where the March Madness come from, 12 Cal. Dolomite, if I'm going to have to learn you something, you're going to have to learn something today. That's where the March Madness comes from, bro. It's not just those close games between the number one seed and the number two seed, or number one versus the three, or two versus the four, or something like that. Nah. The madness comes from nigga motherfucking El Camino just upset Wisconsin. You understand? That's where it starts from. King Jeremy, I'm gonna have to learn y'all something. Oh man, King Jeremy, I want you to tune in real quick. We're gonna take a little trip to the side real quick because I seen somebody post this on Facebook. The NFL all-time offense. Starting quarterback, oh my God, they got Tom Brady. Starting receivers, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, and Jerry Rice. Tight end, oh man, Gonzalez. The best tight end of all time, Gonzalez. Okay, we go to that offensive line. Anthony, Munez. You got John Hannon, Mike Webster at the center, Larry Allen at the guard, and Jonathan Ogden at the tackle. Okay, but guess who they starting running back is? You guessed it. Detroit's finest. Yep, Mr. Barry Sanders himself back there with the all-time NFL offense. Let's get back to it. Yeah, Manny B, Duke, trash. Trash, okay? Trash, y'all blew the lead, and your mans took the last shot. It went through the roof. He would have gotten drafted the next day. They would have went crazy if that nigga Cooper would have made that shot. If he would have made that shot, nigga, they would have press released everything. Shoes, shorts, line, podcast. This nigga would have had it all. Unfortunately, niggas came up short. So did South Carolina. Women. We was all hurt behind that. Dawn over there looking sick. I wanted to hold my baby girl. I wanted to hold her so bad, but Miss Bud had 24. Sarah Strong had 24. Paige dropped 17. Them niggas beat South Carolina 82-59. Grant, and in all honesty, shit got out of hand in the second half. Real talk. Niggas, someone had a shirt. One of the UConn fans had a shirt that said, "Fud around and find out." Nigga. Hey, Paige, go ahead and go to the league, baby. Go to the league. You see how they holding this back. See what happened with Juju. Because Juju was supposed to be in the league last year. All three of y'all was supposed to be in the league. Y'all was supposed to go with Kaitlyn. Y'all was supposed to take over the Ravens. They need to fix that. Damn, Duke blew a lead, dog. And y'all blew my money. Trash ass niggas. Sick of y'all. Let's talk about something more important, though, before we get up out of here. Like my Lakers beating the dog shit out of OKC. And see, we talked about this. We talked about how niggas is getting out of. Now, again, in a 7-game series, that's going to be a challenge, bro. These are the youngest team, most athletic, top-rated defense. They got the MVP on their team. These niggas is stacked. Are we scared? No, because they got to prove themselves. We ain't never seen them in this light. Hell, they ain't never seen themselves in this light with that particular roster. Obviously, we know the accomplishments they had when they had them killers back then. You know, when at one point these niggas had three future Hall of Famers / MVP. Well, shit is crazy how shit was back then. But now they got a new regime. They got a new roster. They got a younger roster. Some of these niggas can't even drink. You know what I'm saying? And they got the MVP. We got a Canadian MVP, Drake's best friend, and SGA. You know what I'm saying? These young niggas flying around, dog. Yeah, flying around. They flew around into an L. The game, the meaningful games is here. We got 4 games left. If we go two and two, then that's going to keep us in third place. Right now, if the playoffs started right now, we play Golden State. Ooh, Luka just dropped 37-6 with 2 steals on OKC, huh? That means we dropped 42 points in the first quarter against the top-rated defense, them niggas that y'all was talking about. Them niggas, huh? That's what happened. Obviously, we all got to stay healthy. That's the number one thing. And we seen Bron just throw some games away. Remember the Chicago game? Pissed me off. Like the inbound pass and the defense. Oh, my God. That shit was just crazy. It was crazy. And we just made it difficult on ourselves at that point. But now we here. 4 games left. We go 2-for-2. Two and two. Then we'll stay in third. We're not going to catch Houston, although we just finished playing Houston. We're good, man. We're good. We got to stay healthy, though. So getting closer. We got to win two, and then we can take the other two off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to get some type of rest just a little bit before the playoffs start. You know what I'm saying? So I prefer to win the next 2 games and just let's rest a bit, which might, you know, it could hurt any team, no matter if you're a young team or a team with veterans. Like, having too much time off can actually hurt you, being too rested. You know what I'm saying? You want to go straight into the playoffs, like, right after a game. You know what I'm saying? You still got the movement. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, we're doing good. Dodgers doing good. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to that. But, yeah, Duke, Houston, South Carolina, what's going on? Y'all decided not to show up. Well, I can't say that about Houston. Houston actually showed up. Them niggas just fell asleep. in the second half, and it was just wild. It was just wild. You know what I'm saying? Stop reaching, big man. That's what plucked it off. And then Sharper with two back-to-back turnovers, one off his knee, and then the low IQ shot. It's not the shot that he had to take. It's the fact that he didn't realize that the defense was still on the floor running that play. Perfect draw up. Got you open. All you needed was a goddamn hezzy. He hit that nigga with the hezzy. He's jumping out of the gym. You have the look of your life. But no, you know what I'm saying? You wasn't thinking. And that's crazy. And go support that young man, because that nigga had two turnovers back to back. And then the whole team is not off, because y'all niggas have collectively let them niggas come back. Remember, at one point, y'all kept the guy, Mr. Junior, the Claytons, with a donut. Icy. So y'all found some type of chemistry, some type of formula, some type of scheme to keep him to donut. But then in the second half, y'all niggas just, or was it Richie? Was it Will Rich that y'all was too concerned about? Y'all niggas blew it, okay? You blew it just like Duke. And I got to say Duke again, because y'all niggas lost me some money. Bum-ass niggas can't show up when it's bread on the line. The NFL all-time offense guy got Barry Sanders as a running back. That's crazy. And I'm not gonna disagree with that. Hey, Goldie, let me tell y'all real quick before I get out of here. I am now the new head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Apparently, Eastern Michigan fired me, and I accepted the head coaching position for Wisconsin. I don't remember all this, but in just, I think this might be my first season. This is either my first or my second season. I think second season with Wisconsin. I have one more game left. I forgot who was against. But it's a win. It's a very winnable game. I've had me a few top ranked games, including beating the top seven. I beat a couple of top 10 teams, a couple of top 15 teams. So I went from unranked to the number one team in the nation. I'm doing a little something. Also, Detroit Pistons. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Otis. I want to give him a shout out, because during this playoff appearance, this playoff season, I should say, we'll be going back and forth pretty much with Laker and Pistons. I mean, you know, if y'all go listen to the What Up Though podcast, most of their content as of lately has been about the Pistons, as it should be, because, you know, they're going on that slightly different run than Detroit did a couple of years ago. The Lions, I should say. So pay close attention to that. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting in looking at it from the standpoint that they got a young superstar over there in Cunningham. Ivy's is banged up, but they got a young, they got a fairly young team over there. I know they got to be like top five or seven youngest team in the league or something like that. They talking about trading for Booker. I wouldn't do that. But they making moves now. It looked like they getting better. I wouldn't mess up that chemistry and see if they could add another piece. If anything, you know, it's hard for them to get something in free agency because it's the water and the potholes. So you know how that is. Open Run with BTG. Hey, shout out to y'all, man. The gym's closed. I love y'all.